Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, you sometimes sing that song with me. Please won't you be my neighbor? Remember the potty book I showed last time? Well, this is another book, and it's about something else, and I'd like to read it to you now. We usually read our books together over here on the couch, so let's just do that now. Now, this is a book about children who go to daycare and some of the things that they do and think about there. When children are at home, their parents take care of them in many different ways because they love them. They make sure they eat good food. They read to them and help them to learn new things. When moms and dads have to be away from home at the same time, they need to find other grown-ups who will take care of their children. These grown-ups are sometimes called daycare givers. Sometimes children go to places called daycare centers or to daycare givers' homes. There are many different kinds of daycare places, but they all have grown-ups who want to take care of children. Many things at daycare are different from home, but many things are a lot alike. There are toys to play with. Sometimes it's hard to share with other children, but the grown-ups there make sure everyone has a turn. There is a kitchen, and there is a bathroom. There are times during the day to do different things. There's a time for playing inside, and if the weather's good enough, a time to play outside. There's a time for being together, and a time for being alone. There is a time for being with a friend, and a time for talking about important things with a grown-up. If children are feeling sad or angry, or especially happy about something, they might want to tell a grown-up about it. It feels good to know that there are times when you can have someone you love all to yourself. There are snack times and a time for lunch. There is a time for listening to stories and a time for making up your own. There is a time to be quiet, and there are places to lie down. Nobody has to go to sleep during nap time, but some children do. There is a time for drawing or painting or other things like that. Sometimes children make things to give to their parents because they like to think about their moms and dads during the day. Parents think about their children during the day, too. There is a time to clean up and a time to put things away and a time to get ready to go home. Then there is a time to go home, The grown-ups at daycare are proud of what children have done during the day, and they like to talk about those things with parents. At the end of the day, it feels good to be home. Parents are proud of the way their children are learning to play by themselves and to play with others. There's a lot to talk about, a whole lot to talk about. I was thinking as we were reading this book how important it is that every one of those children who go to daycare know that they can get in touch with their mom or dad if they really need them. And it's also important that they know deep down inside themselves that their moms or dads will be back at the end of the working day. We have important talk, don't we, you and I? I know some moms and dads who sing this song to their children. I will be back. Yes, I will be back. Yes, you can be sure. I will be back. It's a comforting song. I wonder who that is at the door. It's Marlon Barnett. Marlon.
Hi, Fred. Do you have time for some exercises?
Sure do.
Great.
Oh, I'm glad to see you.
This looks like a good spot.
Yeah, I've needed to exercise.
Oh, great. Let's do some exercises for the entire body.
All right.
Let's march in place. Moving our arms.
Anything special you're supposed to do with your arms?
No, we just want to make sure they're really pumping and the legs are moving too. That's it.
And pull it.
Let's do some movement side to side. Watch this. Step. Now this time we're going to move our arms to the front, to each side. That's it. And just step together, step together.
It's like swinging.
Yes. Do you like that one?
I like what you teach us. I always like that.
Okay, great. Let's try another one.
All right.
What? Arms are out. What we're going to do is make little circles. That's it. Circle forward. You can make them big. You can make them real small. And stand up nice and tall because this exercise helps our posture.
Boy, I can feel it up in here.
Good. Now let's reverse it. Let's go backwards. That's it. Stand up. This particular shoulder, it can make circles, but the neck, we should not make circles with our necks.
Oh, not with the neck. No, you don't go the whole way around.
No, that's not the same kind of a joint. What we want to do is just place our head to the side and just rotate it forward all the way to the other side. We want to control it. That means we don't want to just lay it over there. We want to place the neck around. That's it. To the other side. Keeping our shoulders still. Don't move the shoulders.
Oops.
That's it.
It looks simple, but you know that isn't simple.
It's not. You have to think about what you're doing.
You are such a good teacher.
Oh, I enjoy exercising. I have a class. I just wanted to really get you started today.
You got me started.
That's great. You continue exercising. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Marlon. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, Fred.
Bruce, glad to see you.
Glad to see you, too.
My friend Bruce Franco.
Hello.
He makes wonderful things with balloons. You have some here?
I do, Fred. I have some special surprises, some presents.
I'd like to see them.
I'm on my way to a birthday party, and I wanted to stop here first and show you some of the gifts I've made.
Oh, look at that.
This right over here is a turkey. I made that for Chucky, a friend of mine. He likes turkeys, and I thought he might like that.
Look at all those balloons.
There's quite a few in there. And it took me about an hour to make that turkey.
I would think so.
And I like the blue and orange. Those are two of my favorite colors. And then I have a special present for another friend of mine, Timmy. Right over here. And he likes butterflies. That's why I made him a large butterfly.
And one of them. Bruce.
And I put a little orange hat on there. It's a little party hat for him.
Isn't that fun?
And most of all, I put a big smile on the butterfly.
Is there anything that you could show us? I mean, not one this fancy, but could you show us how you make one?
You know, I did learn how to make a new animal, and I would like to share that with you.
Fine.
Let's just set this down real careful here. Sometimes balloons pop, and I have some uninflated balloons in my pocket. First, I stretch them, and we're going to use pink for this.
All right.
And blow it up only about that far. And give a little twist, and this may squeak, and it may seem scary, but well, I'll try not to make it squeak that much. And we'll start off, I'm going to make a tail first. Uh-huh. We have a little tail on there, and now we need some wings. So you could guess that I'm making a bird. Well, it could be a butterfly, they have wings too, yeah? Uh-huh. But this is a bird that I learned how to do. Push that through there like that. And let's see here, we better make the head with the beak. And this is the beginning of the bird that I want to make for you. Now I need some legs for it.
It's a beautiful bird.
Thank you, Fred. I'm sure that this is going to be really popular at the party. I'll be making quite a few of them. So,
Bruce, when you were a little boy, I noticed you're blowing these up. When you were a little boy, did you put balloons in your mouth?
No, I didn't, Fred. I didn't start blowing up my balloons until I was a young man. Uh-huh. I was told from my parents that sometimes blowing up balloons can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. But you sure can appreciate them, can't you?
You can. When I give my balloons away for a present, I tell the boys and girls, or the moms and dads, whoever I give it to, that these balloons, you could appreciate them, you could appreciate the colors, and there's no need to put them in your mouth again. Uh-huh. I already did that.
You already did it.
And I already made the two legs, too. We're going to stick one leg on there like this, and starting to look like the bird I want. Another leg like that, and we have a flamingo.
Oh, is that great? Look at that. Mm-hmm. Well, flamingo could do some exercise. I was doing some exercises with Marlon Barnett. A little while ago.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw you, too. And I guess she had to teach a class, and I missed doing exercises with you.
I like to do them every day.
Yeah,
some kind of exercise.
Sort of just kick his legs there.
Flamingo.
I'm going to bring that to the party, because I know I could give that to someone.
And well, thank you for showing us these.
Well, before I go, Fred, I have something else to show you.
What is it?
I made a special present for you. And I'm going to be real careful with this one. This one took me a long time.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It is the neighborhood trolley.
Oh, Bruce, what a work of balloon art.
Why, thank you, Fred, thank you.
You have the side?
I had the side on this side, but the other side I left open. I did that because when you bring out the trolley, we go into the neighborhood of make-believe, and I sort of like to pretend. By looking in this side, I'm sitting in one of the little seats, and I'm going into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, what a wonderful gift.
Well, it's my pleasure, Fred, and I got to get off to that party. I don't want to be late.
Oh, thank you so much,
My pleasure, Fred.
Can I help you with this?
Yes, if you just grab an end of that sheet there, and I'll grab this end. Perfect.
How fortunate your friends are to have you... Come to their party.
We're going to have some fun.
All right.
Bye-bye, Bruce.
Friends.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again. A lot of wonderful people in this world. Why don't we just use this for the neighborhood of make-believe today, okay? You know, we've been pretending that some of the people in the neighborhood of make-believe are going to start a caring center at Corny's factory. For the children of the workers in the factory. And Henrietta Pussycat is going to be the chief caregiver. She wants Prince Tuesday to help, but Tuesday's been having a lot of difficulty with his anger. because his mom and dad have had to go away to work every day. Well, let's make believe that the caring center is just about to open and the factory is decorated with balloons, just ordinary balloons, as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Lots of balloons at the factory. I guess it's always a special day in this place. True.
Charles R. Aber, Westwood neighbor, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Are you an astronaut today?
Astronaut?
Yes.
Oh, no, sire. These are my exercise clothes.
Daily exercise. Excellent discipline.
I came to see if Prince Tuesday wanted to do his exercises with me.
I shall summon him on my way to work.
What is your work today, King Friday, if I may be so bold?
Yes, a speech at the opening of the new caring center over at the factory.
Oh, well, that should be interesting.
You're welcome to attend.
Well, thank you.
Farewell.
Farewell, King Friday. Why, Queen Sarah, I didn't expect to see you.
I'd like to talk with you, Mr. Aber.
Of course.
King Friday and I have had a great deal of work to do away from home lately.
You've been very busy, haven't you?
Very busy. And Tuesday has been very angry with us about it.
Yes.
Yes. And I've done everything I've known how to do. I've always let him know where we'd be and how he could get in touch with us if he really needed us. And he's had good care at home.
You always try your best, I know that. You're a good mother, Queen Sarah.
Sometimes I don't feel like one. I wonder if Tuesday knows that I don't like to have to leave him any more than he likes me to go.
Have you told him that?
I don't rightly know. But when I'm away from home, I think about him and wonder how he's doing and look forward to when I can come back.
You know, it could be that he thinks he's the only one doing the missing.
Well, I'll certainly tell him.
Good. Will you be coming to the opening of the caring center at the factory?
I will. Food for the World is helping with the supplies.
Terrific. I'll see you there, then.
I hope that Tuesday will come. Henrietta Pussycat wants him to help the children with their play. But I don't know whether he'll do it or not.
Does he know that you and his daddy will be at the factory as part of your work today?
I've told him, but I don't think he was even listening. Anyway, I hope to see you there, Mr. Aber. Oh,
thank you.
Farewell.
Farewell, Queen Sarah. Oh, hi, Tuesday.
Hi.
I was just talking with your mother.
She was probably on her way to work.
Yes, I think she was.
She's always working somewhere. So is my dad.
Did they tell you where they would be working today?
They always tell me. And they tell my babysitter, and they tell Edgar Cook. They tell everybody.
Do you know why?
No, but it doesn't do any good. They go anyway.
But if somebody really needed them, you'd know where to call them.
I guess so.
And you know another reason they tell you?
No.
Because they love you.
Oh, sure.
And they know you're angry with them, Tuesday, but they have to do their work. They'll be glad to talk with you about it.
Let's do our exercises.
All right, but I want to be sure you heard what I said. Sometimes it's very hard to hear things clearly when your feelings are hurting.
I heard you. If I ever see them, I'll talk with them.
Okay, and thanks for talking with me about those things. I know it's not all that easy.
Neither are some of your exercises.
But they help keep us in shape, don't they?
Yes.
Want to try some?
Okay. One side.
the other.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Lady Evelyn.
Are you all coming to the opening of the new caring center?
I'd like to come.
How about you, Cousin Tuesday?
Maybe.
Well, hope to see you later.
Okay.
Special
Bye.
Day.
You too.
Henrietta wants me to help the little children with their block building and stuff.
She wants you to work there?
When I'm not in school.
Wow. How do you think your mom and dad will feel about your going to work?
Oh, they'd probably miss me when I go. But they'd probably like it if they knew I was doing something for the little children.
Hmm? Suppose we go to the factory. I have a feeling that this opening could be very interesting for a lot of folks.
Oh, all right.
Let's go over there together.
Okay.
It surely looks nice, Lady Evelyn.
It's a special day, Mr. Pesciley.
Everybody else is waiting inside at the caring center. Oh, would you turn this motor off, please?
Sure.
Right there, yes, thanks. You won't need that for the party.
I think it's a great thing you're starting here.
It all came from your and Henrietta's suggestion. As soon as the king and queen get here, we'll start. I'll go in and taste the lemonade.
All right, I'll watch for Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah.
Fine, see ya.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the caring center opening.
Thank you. The prince and I have been jogging.
Oh, everybody's inside. All is ready. We're just waiting for the speakers.
Who are the speakers going to be?
Well, I know Corny wanted some special speakers.
Actually, Tuesday, you know them quite well.
I do?
You do.
Assembled friends, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
What are you doing here?
Your mother and I are the speakers for the opening of the Caring Center.
You are? I didn't know that.
You must not have heard me when I told you where we would be working today, dear.
I guess I didn't.
Tuesday, I understand that you have been angry with your mother and me.
Well, sort of.
That is very understandable.
It is?
I used to be angry with my mother and father.
You were?
Yes. They would always be working someplace else, and I didn't want them to go.
You didn't?
I did not. But they told me that they didn't like leaving me any more than I liked their going. In fact, I remember seeing my father cry one day when he had to leave us.
Your father? Grandfather Thursday cried?
He did.
Well, and sometimes we cry when we have to leave you, Tuesday. But we have to do our work. People depend on us to do the work.
I guess I never thought of it that way.
I trust that we will talk about this some more when we all get home from our work today.
Yes. I'm going to help the children at the Caring Center with their block building and stuff like that.
Excellent work. Now, where is this Caring Center?
It's right inside the factory, Uncle Friday. Would you like to see? There's a special new place just for families.
Yes.
Let's all go in.
I would like to see it. Come along.
Oh, it's really a special day.
It's turned out to be an extra special day.
Indeed.
So the balloon trolley comes back. You know, it takes children time to understand their feelings and to be able to talk about them. It's good that Tuesday was able to talk with his mom and dad. And it's good that his mom and dad are learning to talk with him about their work. No one likes it when they have to be away from the people they love. Children don't like it, and parents don't like it. But sometimes it just has to be. And the best way to understand it and deal with it is to talk about it with the people that you do love. I like being able to be with you as a television friend. Before I leave, let's think about some of the people we've met and some of the things we've done together today. Bruce Franco is my friend who made this balloon trolley. Remember some of the other balloon sculptures he showed us? Made that flamingo? Mm-hmm. And what about the other things that he was going to take to the party? And who was it who came to visit just before Bruce came? Remember? Marlon Barnett. This way, and then bigger, bigger, and backwards. Mm-hmm. And what about this? That's like dancing, isn't it? And what book did we read before Marlon came? Daycare. And do you remember the song that I sang? I will be back. Yes, I will be back. Yes, you can be sure. I will be back. And that's true. It's always a special time for me when we're together. But when we're not, I can always think about the next time. And that can give me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week a special one for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you. That's you yourself. And people can like you exactly as you are. Exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.